How's it going, everybody? My name is Ryan. Welcome back to your daily Nerd Devo. So, this past week or so, Wizards of the Coast, who makes Magic the Gathering, decided that they would take a popular fan format, one known as Oathbreaker, and make it an official format. This rarely happens, and there are plenty of new fan formats that come out every year, but Wizards rarely makes them actual official formats. So, with Oathbreaker now being an official format, my friends and I have been talking off and on about what we might play, and my friend suggested I look at a Stax deck, S-T-A-X. Stax decks, which are commonly kind of based around the card Smokestack, which you use essentially to control your opponent's resources and deny them their resources. Stax decks are about resource denial, making things too expensive for your opponents to play them, just kind of making the game harder for them to play in a way that gives you the opportunity to get ahead. And technically, a lot of Stax effects are what are known as, in air quotes, symmetrical effects. They affect you and your opponent. And if they're symmetrical, that means they're fair. That's not true. They're normally very not fair because your deck doesn't care or is built to take advantage of the fact that they are technically balanced, but in your case won't be. It's all about making things more difficult. In 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you." In our own lives, I think it becomes very easy to make our own lives more difficult for ourselves. I'm not saying life is easy or perfect. It is rarely going to be easy, and it is not going to be perfect. Not till we're in heaven. But there are plenty of times where we make decisions, we put things in our own lives that are Stax effects. They're inconvenient, they're frustrating, they stress us, they tax us, they're bad for us. And in some cases, they're symmetrical. They're bad for other people too, and so we don't worry about it. But those things drag us down. They hurt us, they burden us. This week, I want you to take some time. Not right now, just at some point. Take some time. Go to God, talk to him, ask him what those things are in your life that you're letting weigh you down. Whether you've brought them in or not, what are the things you need to let go of that are weighing you down, that are making you struggle, that are denying you the resources you need to be his child and to be his creation and to fulfill the things he's made you for? Take those to him, talk to him, and try and make a change. It's not easy getting out from under Stax effects in the card game. It never is either, but it's worth it. When you set those things aside, you can accomplish your goals. You can move past the Stax effects and the taxes and the burdens and be who you're supposed to be. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast. Come hang out with us on the Facebook page of the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much.